Blog Talk Radio.
Unknown Journeys.
Hey, Riff Army, what is going on out there in this hot June afternoon? Holy cow, Granberry is hot, I'm telling you.
Very.
And it's not
extremely.
Only just hot. Yeah, we got some, I just tell you, we got some hot teachers. You know, we should have had Van Halen Hot for Teachers on tonight. Cause we got.
Yeah, why didn't we think of that?
I know, right? Holy cow. Brandon, what's happening?
I'm just out here taking a nice little stroll at the Granberry Graveyard.
Yeah, man. You're right down the street. Here I am over here by the old Granberry Jail here on the square in Granberry, Texas. And not far from us is Jeannie, Crystal, and Melissa from the Inspectors Paranormal Group out of Texarkana. How are y'all?
We are fine. How are you?
Doing well. Trying not to sweat.
And we want to thank you and Teal for having us on the show.
Can't go without saying, hey Teal, you rock as always.
Of course, and also I'm on the show too.
Oh. I'm sorry. Who are you again?
And you too, Brandon.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to wipe the tear away from my eye real quick and get back to the show.
That's right. Hey, just real quick, we just want to make sure that we say hey to the Clearview Pool Service out of Denton, McCoy's Magical Emporium out there in Oklahoma. Of course, always Lavender Crow from Teal, and Be Healthy here in Granberry, Texas. So, good shout out to them guys. Make sure you guys check them out, and I promise you, you'll love what they do. So, hey,
absolutely.
Jeez.
Yes.
How was your trip from Texarkana to Granberry?
Oh, it was awesome. 4 hours in the car. We couldn't wait to get here. And when we arrived to Granberry, we were shocked at how beautiful and scenic it is. And the Granberry Square is just so awesome. And there's so much history here. And we've been to one shop, and we've just enjoyed it so much already. We can't wait to see the rest of the square while we're here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get you out and about here in a little while. You're going to be amazed about all the history that's really here in Granberry, Texas. All the famous people that actually were a big part of Texas and its conception and everything. So we can't wait to get you guys out here in a little while and check that out. And then later on, we're going to do an investigation, right?
Yes. Our favorite thing to do. We love to investigate. So we're looking forward to it, and we're going to be investigating with Rip. So we are excited about that.
That's right. Speaking of that, we just want to give a quick shout-out to our very own Karina Hull, who was supposed to be with us tonight, but she's a little under the weather. And we just want to send out our love and prayers out to her, and hope she gets well very soon because we need her.
Absolutely.
Yes, get well, Karina. We're going to miss you tonight.
Absolutely right. So, Jeannie.
Yes.
How in the heck did a bunch of school teachers come together and form a paranormal team?
Well, we started out as coworkers teaching at the same school. And we developed a very close friendship. And like all friendships, you get to know one another. And we started talking about some of the things that we shared in common, and we shared the paranormal world in common. And when we found out that we had all had experiences, that's how we all kind of formed our team, and we decided that, you know, this would be an opportunity for us to get together and share something that we all had something in common. And schools are haunted. Some of them are.
Very cool.
Really, that is pretty thinking cool that meeting each other that way and having sharing that.
You all right, Brandon?
Yes. In the school where we were teaching at the time, we found out was very haunted. And we had heard stories from the janitors and from the cafeteria workers, and those are the people that usually arrive early and stay the latest. And we were hearing these stories about everybody being gone, and all the children are gone, and all the teachers are gone, and they would hear doors slamming. And they would hear children cheering like they were at a pep rally. And so when we heard these stories, well, then we had to check it out, and we had to make sure, you know, that there was something really going on at the school. And sure enough, we investigated the school, and it is haunted.
Oh, awesome. So what kind of evidence did you collect from that?
Well, we found out that there is a man under the bleachers in the gym. And under the bleachers is a room that had broken furniture stored. And that is where the janitors would take all the furniture that had broken down. It was no longer safe for the children. So they would take the broken furniture, put it in a storage room under the bleachers in the gym. And we were in there, and we were doing an EVP, and we were saying something about all the broken furniture. And we got an EVP of a man who responded to what we said about the condition of the furniture.
Awesome.
And then we also had things that happened to teachers in their classrooms. It would be something like a book flying across the room. A picture falling off of a wall that made no sense of why it fell. There was a picture, a large picture, in a teacher's classroom, and during class, when the teacher was up teaching her children, the picture just kind of lifted itself and threw itself across the room, and of course this was witnessed by the teacher and the student.
Wow. That's pretty good when it levitates out itself and just flings itself across the room.
Yes, it does. And then we had an experience happen to us when one of our beloved principals had an untimely death. She died, and of course it was unexpected, and we were all one of the rooms where she spent most of her time when she was a principal there. We decided to go in that room and do something in there, not expecting to find her at all, but we just decided to go in the room, and we got an EVP with her voice.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
What was the EVP?
It was something that she said quite frequently. She would say to the teachers, "I'll get back with you on that." And she would say that whenever she, I assumed it was when she couldn't give you an answer, and she would just tell a teacher, "I'll get back with you on that." And so you heard her say, "I'll get back with you on that."
Wow.
Yes.
That's
and it was
crazy.
Her voice. Yeah, and it was
nice.
Her voice. because we knew her very well. We sat in many teachers' meetings with her, and so we were all familiar with her voice. And so, and it sounded like her.
So what was the reaction when y'all heard that?
Well, first of all, we were a little put off by it. We weren't expecting it, you know. That's something that is like a shot out of the dark. It's something that happens that you're not expecting.
Well, she had not been dead that long.
And she hadn't passed that long. And that's why it was so, I would have to say it was a bit unsettling to us at first because we knew her personally. And it was sad at the same time. And so we thought, well, maybe this is residual. It must be a residual haunt because she spent so much time in this room. And this would be like something caught in a loop, which is what residual is, as you all know. And it's like a film that repeats itself of something that happened quite often in a room. And that was the room that she was always in. She held teachers' meetings in there. She had other meetings in there. And so that's what we decided, that it had to be residual.
I understand that.
Absolutely.
That's pretty wild.
Yes, it is.
So what,
it is.
So I know, how long y'all been doing this now?
Well, we started ghost hunting before we ever formed our team.
Right.
Two of us have had paranormal activity and experiences in the past growing up. And then we decided that after we ghost hunted a while together that we need to form a team. And we used to go to HH&L, which is History, Haunts, and Legends, and we met Jody Breckenridge, and we talked to her about us forming a team, and she thought it was a great idea, and she says, if you form a team, I'll let you host during our conventions, and that's what we did. So we formed a group about 3 years ago. So we've been a team for about 3 years, but we were already ghost hunting together as friends. So all together, I'd say it's been about 6 years.
Right. So that's where I met you guys about 3 years ago, as y'all were beginning to form your own team, as you came to our table and asked me about 13,402 questions.
Well, that's an everyday thing.
That we're
just kidding,
Greg. We're teachers. We're trained to ask questions.
Boy, don't I know I went to school that day. I just
wanted
to go to football
practice.
Get out of class. No, that's awesome. I remember you guys coming out and talking to us and asking about all the equipment that we had and where you can purchase it and that and the other. It was one of the coolest times of the whole day was when you guys came around the table. And so I'm very proud of you. I know my whole team is very proud of you guys as a group and all that you do and what you do. And I know you guys have been all over here lately. Y'all been everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So that's, you know, when you have a love for the paranormal world and
you love to travel.
And you love to travel. You want to get out and see the world, and you hear about other places where other paranormal groups have been, and it piques your curiosity. And, of course, you know, we want to go. And so being school teachers, we are extremely interested in history, and we don't want to just read about it. We want to actually go there and see it and live it. And so one of the things we like to do is when we find out about places, not only do we go out there and learn the history about it, but we're also looking for the paranormal as well. And we have been to some very, very interesting places. We've been to Estes, Colorado, to the Stanley Hotel. We have been to Waverly.
Missouri State 10, Vicksburg, Mississippi, Eureka Springs, Crescent Hotel,
Mineral Wells, Texas,
Goatman's Bridge. Yeah. So the list goes on and on and on. And
up to this point, what's your favorite place?
Well, I think we all three have different places. My favorite place is, I would have to say, Myrtle Plantation. That is my favorite place because of the history. The house is beautiful. I have a tendency to love Victorian-style homes, plantation homes. The stories about the Myrtles Plantation is just very interesting. Anything to do with the Civil War, I love. And so that's why I'm more drawn to Myrtles Plantation in St. Francisville, Louisiana. And Melissa, where's your favorite place?
You know, I love an old home as well as anybody else, but I also, I tend to be drawn more towards the creepy, and I don't know why, but Waverly Hills probably has to be my top. We went and investigated that two nights in a row. Of course, that's in Kentucky, and got some, you know, interesting things there. I would love to go back there someday as well.
Crystal?
And I think my favorite place so far has been when we stayed at the Duff Green Mansion in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And I think that was like the first time that we really had a lot of stuff happen when we stayed. And where we stayed was like a suite, and the bathroom during the Civil War had been used as a morgue. And at one point we had set the REM pod in the bathroom, and we had kind of all the other stuff just kind of around us. And every time that we went to, one of us would have to go to the bathroom, the REM pod would go off. It was like you would stand up to go and the REM pod would go off, and you'd be like, yep, not happening. And you sit back down and you wait, you know. So, and then, you know, there was this one time during all of that where it was just kind of everything around us was going off all at the same time. It was just really kind of crazy. And then there was this other moment later on in the night. Melissa had gone to sleep like she always does because she's a lightweight.
Sitting up. I'm a professional sleeper sitting up. You know, I have no problem with that.
Really? Like, you'll be the first one to go to sleep almost every time.
Right.
But she was asleep, and Jimmy and I were about to kind of end the night. And we were talking about these dolls that Jeannie had bought, and we were talking about what we were going to do with them. And Melissa goes, smother them. And Jeannie was like, huh? And
yeah.
Melissa goes, smother them. And Jeannie went, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then we started laughing because that was just really crazy. And Jeannie had just agreed to smother her baby doll. And we don't know. Nobody knows where that came from.
But I had no idea that I had said it. I think it was the second time I said it that I woke myself up saying it. I had no idea why I was saying it. I had no idea what they had even been talking about. And like Crystal said, Jeannie tends to agree with things. So I'm like, wait a minute, did you just agree to smother some children? What's the deal? But that was a really strange feeling to think that I was saying something that I had no idea why I was saying it or what was going on.
Yes, I got the feeling that when that happened, she was channeling without really knowing that she had the ability to do that. And I think
very
at that
cool.
precise moment
absolutely.
That something had gotten into Melissa, not sure what, but it was almost like she was channeling and it was somebody else talking for her instead of her, because that was totally out of character. Nothing that she would ever say.
I would never condone smothering children.
No,
I
never.
Just want to go on record and say that. Your children are safe with me at school.
I'm not going to smother them.
Or their baby dolls.
Yes.
Baby dolls.
And one thing we'd like to make clear to the audience, although we are school teachers by day and ghost hunters by night, we never, ever discuss any of this with our children. Even when a paranormal experience happens in the classroom, we always explain to the children, there was a reason for that. You know, there must have been a vibration. Somebody must have kicked something. We always have something that we tell the children, but we don't ever, ever say anything about the paranormal to our students. And many of them
have
said,
keep it separate.
Yes, we keep it separate. And many a time children will say, I think we have a ghost in the room. And we just chuckle and laugh and say, well, you know what? We're going to write a creative story. And I think that would be a good topic.
That's the point where I look at the other kid and go, what is wrong with you? Stop talking.
Unless
I'm ready for football practice.
I teach at a high school in a really small town that with kids that I've known for a really long time, and they all know that I ghost hunt, and so sometimes they'll come in and I'll have big old boy will come in and go, hey Miss Neal, guess what? I'm like, what? He goes, I got a place you need to go. I'm like, okay, where? And he'll go, he'll tell me some story about. One of them has a story about a hanging tree that we still need to check out, actually, that he says is a pretty cool place we need to go check out. There'll be some cemetery that scares them really bad or something. They'll just come in and say, you need to go here. Entertain me. Go here. They want to know what I'm doing. But I don't think the people who teach in the bigger schools have that luxury. But
and you can probably be a little more open with high schoolers.
Yeah.
But Melissa and I, we teach middle school. And we just don't think that is where we need to be talking about paranormal to these children right now because, and we certainly wouldn't do that without parental permission. And so we just don't bring it up. And like I said, if something happens in the classroom that's unexplainable, we just say, well, I don't know why that happened, but wasn't that cool?
I mean, I started doing investigations when I was in middle school, but coming from that perspective, I completely understand.
Well, being the teacher, we have a responsibility, and we have to honor that responsibility, and so that's why we don't do that. We just try to keep it all related to school.
In my really small town, and I've known the kids since they were in kindergarten, and their parents since I was in kindergarten.
They all know.
And they all know.
You can't hide it.
I mean, it's not a secret.
No, it's all good. That's all good. I think high schoolers can deal with it anyway a lot better than the little ones.
So. They're more mature. They're more mature, and they seem more, they're more open when they're older like that. But with little kids, we worry about them having nightmares, that. So that's why Melissa and I, we avoid that altogether. We love what we do. We love teaching. We love our students. They mean more to us than you can imagine, and we just wouldn't do anything that was outside of education. Our job when we're at school is to give them the skills that they need to be productive citizens in society today.
Very well stated.
Thank you.
Well, obviously you've got to teach yourself.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Brent.
That was actually going to be a question of mine, was if you did discuss what y'all do with your students. What you guys.
Do you want to know what we teach?
Absolutely. I'm sorry, my connection's a little wonky right now.
I am a language arts teacher.
I teach reading, English, and writing. Melissa?
I'm a science teacher. This next year, though, I will be teaching social studies.
And I teach high school math, ninth and tenth grade geometry, and then I teach financial algebra for seniors. And I also work with our English learners in our district. So
yeah,
very
English
cool,
Yeah.
You know, all three of those are absolutely essentials in the paranormal field. You know,
yes, they
science,
are.
Well,
your deduction of
teacher,
reasoning,
guess
right?
Which one's for the debunker?
Yeah, yeah. Melissa, being the science teacher, is the debunker on our team.
You have to really convince me of something.
Yeah, and
that's right.
And most of the time, Greg, she is spot on. She is, and that's why we, you know, when you work as a team, everybody has a responsibility. We all work together. We all support each other. We stand by one another. We support one another. And so when somebody on the team has a scientific and logical explanation for something, we absolutely rule that out first before we call it paranormal.
Right. So our very good friend, Tui Snyder, her husband is Larry Snyder, who we officially call Larry, Archie Debunker, because he's a scientist too. But he's the real deal. And I love Larry. I do. I love Larry like nobody's business. But that dude, he makes you think. He makes you prove it. And you know, which is really good for us in our field and what we do. You know what I mean? So
yes,
it ain't like
absolutely.
Everything that moves is something paranormal. You know,
right.
So it's awesome. That's good. It's good to have somebody like that on your team.
That's what our main goal is first when we go ghost hunting. The first thing we want to do before we put anything on our page, and for our listeners, we do have a page, a Facebook page, and we're called the Inspectors Paranormal Team. Please go on and like us. We're wanting to increase our membership, and we've got a lot of great evidence on there that you can look at and kind of draw your own conclusion about it. But the first thing we want to do before we do anything is we want to debunk it, because that's important to be able to say when people look at your page, well, how do I know that happened? How do I know that, you know, the lights were off, we couldn't see anything? How do I know that happened? We don't want anyone to ever be in the dark, no pun intended, but we don't want anybody to ever be in the dark about what we're putting on our page, because if we put it on there, it happened. And we already tried to debunk it.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's what we do. We did the same thing.
Sometimes we'll put things on there to get the audience's opinion as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There have been EVPs that we have gotten, and I know that your listeners most likely know that EVP means electronic voice phenomena, where you actually hear them speak on your speaker or your phone or your recorder. And we want to make sure that they hear it too. And if they don't hear it, then we're not going to put it on there, because we don't want to lose credibility. And so we want them to listen. And there have been times when we've posted something that we really couldn't make out what was said. And so we will put it on our Facebook page and ask people, what do you hear? Tell us, you know, send us a message and let us know what you're hearing, because it's obvious there's a voice on there and it's not one of us, but we can't make out what they're saying.
Right.
And then people who go in and they listen and they think they have an idea, it really helps you guys out as well.
You
just got the 5A evidence of this EVP that we couldn't hear, and it winds up saying, my name is such and such.
Right.
And as a team,
we enjoy partnering with other paranormal teams. We have partnered with you, Greg, and with RIP, and we are excited about tonight's investigation. I think it's good to get with other teams because you learn from each other. You come up with good ideas. You come up with other equipment that we're not familiar with. And so ghost hunting and having your own paranormal team is a learning and process all the time. And we enjoy listening to other people's stories. We enjoy hearing what other people have gotten with their evidence. And being school teachers, we're always learning. We're wanting to learn all the time. We're wanting to find out more about the paranormal world.
Absolutely.
You know, we didn't mention earlier, but we do have a fourth team member who was unable to attend our trip, and that's Nancy. Nancy's our fourth member.
Hi, Nancy. Miss you, girl. I'll miss you, girl.
Hey, Nancy. Hey.
Hey.
And Nancy is a dyslexia specialist, right?
Yes. Nancy is...
Yeah,
she's a dyslexia specialist, and she is just a fabulous teacher and would like to have been here today, but because of a sickness like Karina, she is, you know, during this quarantine, she's not feeling well, and we want to wish her the best and hope that she
gets well.
Absolutely
right. Yes, absolutely. Get well, Nancy.
Absolutely, get well.
Absolutely. So what do you guys got coming up?
Okay, we are super excited. I've always wanted to go to Savannah, Georgia, because
yes.
As we all know, there's some crazy paranormal stuff that goes on there, and we've never been, and so we are going to Savannah, Georgia next month in July, about 4 weeks from now. And so we're going to be staying there for a few nights, and hopefully, you know, we're going to get with you later to see if you can suggest some places that we might need to stop by and do some investigating.
And Melissa, being the researcher that she is, she found us a haunted house to stay in. And so we are staying close by the square in Savannah, Georgia, and she found a haunted house that they advertised it on Airbnb as being haunted.
Well, actually, they didn't advertise it as haunted, but some of the reviews that were left.
There you go.
By people.
Yes.
Stated that it was haunted. That it was over. Built over a cemetery, so we're going to try to figure out, you know, what all that's about.
Yeah,
but when your reviewers state that, you know, hey, anybody that's going to stay here better be prepared because it's haunted, well, of course, we know we got to go there.
Yeah, and
that's
because of the reviews, because of the reviews that we read, we said that is our kind of place. And so we are excited about going to Savannah, Georgia. And I know, Greg, you were stationed there at one time when you were in the Army. And I know that you are going to be able to give us some great background of places to go and see. And so we will be talking to you later about that.
Absolutely. You know, make sure you go visit Forrest Gump's bench, you know, because, you know, ghosts are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So,
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, we're going to take a bite out of every piece of chocolate in that box.
There you go.
Go to Moon Brewery.
Love chocolate.
You're going to go to Moon Brewery there where Ghost Adventures went to?
The Ghost Adventure Moon River, whatever it's called.
Yeah, brewery.
Oh, in Savannah.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know about it. That's what you're going to tell us.
Oh. And Roger.
So we don't know about it.
Yeah. So be prepared for an interview, Greg.
I gotcha. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome.
And the lighthouse. So, we hear there are lighthouses close by there.
Oh,
we've always wanted to do a lighthouse.
Yeah, I've never done a lighthouse. I'd like to do that, too. I like to do the one there in St. Augustine, Florida. That seems to be a pretty good
That's
yeah.
on our bucket list. That is on our paranormal bucket list. We want to do the lighthouse in St. Augustine, Florida. Oh, gosh, yes. That's our number one coming up, and we're going to have to find a way to get there. But, yeah, we're with you on that one. We're going to do that.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And I will say that Myrtle's Plantation is Rip's favorite. We get so much stuff
Absolutely.
Out there. It's not funny. So.
Well, you know what I say about that? Léger, les bon temps through lait.
English.
Let the good times roar.
Oh my God!
Well, we stayed there on the way to New Orleans, where we also
yes.
had some ghost hunts.
Oh, in New Orleans!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is a paranormal mecca. Do you hear me? Mecca.
Oh yeah. It is. I mean, every other spot is full of spirits. You know.
Yeah. Oh yes. You can't get
yeah.
away from it. It follows you everywhere.
Nope.
Yep.
Absolutely right. Absolutely
yeah.
right. So let me ask you guys something. So have y'all ever, in all y'all's travels here lately, have y'all ran into anything that's demonic or anything like that where you thought, you know, we need to pop smoke out of here right now, you know? We don't need to be here any longer. Have you got any of that?
Yes. We did. We have been where we encountered something that we assumed was demonic because it growled.
Uh-huh.
And it was at an old schoolhouse, 1914 schoolhouse, and we were doing an EVP in a room, and I had a doll, an old doll from like the 1920s sitting on the table.
Oh, wow.
And I said, we were just having an open discussion. We weren't talking to a spirit. We were just talking among ourselves. And
right.
we started talking about dolls. And I said, why do you think dolls have such a bad rap? Because I collect antique dolls. I have a whole collection of them. And I said,
wow.
I don't understand. You know, they came out with movies about Annabelle and Chucky, and you know, it has given dolls, it's given dolls a bad rap. And so, I'm sitting there saying, you know, it's sad because these beautiful antique dolls that have been around for 100 years are just beautiful, but yet everybody's afraid of them. I just don't understand. And I said, why would people be afraid of antique dolls? And we got an EVP of somebody. We heard a growl, and we heard whispered, Satan.
Oh wow! You heard that
we,
as a disembodied voice?
Yes. No, 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 no. We got that in EVP. We got that as an EVP.
Okay, so
and,
you were doing an EVP session. So you played it back and heard it, died, and then you decided
you
gotta go.
See, sometimes Greg, what we'll do is we'll put a recorder on, and we'll just talk. You know, we're not trying to call anybody to come and talk to us. We're just
right.
talking among ourselves.
We call that a null.
That's
what
we get
a lot
of EVPs is when you're just having a conversation amongst each other, and that it's almost like they want to kind of chime in on the conversation that you're having.
Right. And so we had the recorder going at the time, and it was just an impromptu conversation because we were trying to think of something we could talk about. And so that's when I centered in on my doll. And I said, you know, I got to thinking about this. I love dolls, but everybody's afraid of them. And I will tell you this, all my friends don't like my dolls. They don't want me to bring my dolls out. They hate dolls. And it's,
they're crazy looking.
And they don't like the ones that have, they don't like the ones that have teeth. No teeth. And
not normal.
And that's the kind I collect. I want the teeth. And so we were just having an impromptu conversation when we got that. And we knew it was demonic because it growled. And anytime you hear any kind of growling, like a dog.
Well, wasn't that the one where it kind of made the pig snort?
Oh, yeah. And another one we got too, Greg, at the same schoolhouse, you could hear a pig snorting in the background. And that was awful. That was unsettling. We had never heard anything like that ever.
That's also the same schoolhouse that makes me sick off and on.
Yeah, when you go to this schoolhouse that I'm talking about, there will be people. We've given public tours at this school, and it is amazing to watch the reaction of some people. We have seen people get physically ill at this place.
Mm-hmm. Do you have smells associated with the pig snorting and the growling? Do you have any bad smells associated with that?
I don't think we had any kind of smells associated with that.
No.
I mean, there have been other times, other instances where we've had smells, but not with that one.
No, we get a lot of tobacco, perfume, flowers. We even get the smell of cigarette smoke. Like somebody smoking a cigarette behind us. We get pipe tobacco. I mean, we get all different kinds of smells that just come out of nowhere, but nothing like the demonic smell and of the sulfur. We've not gotten that.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
That's definitely good. So we got a couple of minutes left. So what else you guys got going on? So you're going to Savannah. You got HHL in November. What else you got? Anything else?
Well, I will tell
anything
you this.
Anything you want to promote?
Now that we have been quarantined for quite some time, we're going to be going, we've been kind of trapped in, confined, and we haven't been really able to get out and do a lot. But we're going to be going to Jefferson, Texas, which is our favorite place in the whole world. And we're going to be staying at the Magnolia House, which is one of our favorite locations. And that's where we're going to be hosting History, Haunts, and Legends November the 7th. We're going to be there. So your viewers or your listeners who are with us today, if y'all want to join a great convention, come to Jefferson, Texas, and come see us at the Magnolia House. But that's what we're going to be doing next, is going to Jefferson.
And that'll be next week. We're going next week to Jefferson.
And the reason we're going is because it's Melissa's birthday. Yes.
So what? And you're going to be at the Magnolia?
We are. Next week, we're going to be at the Magnolia, and we're going to be eating at the McGarity's. Mm-hmm. The McGarity Saloon, and upstairs is an apartment that you can rent on Airbnb. And
uh-huh.
We can tell you some stories about that place.
Oh, wow. Woo. So is everybody invited to Melissa's birthday party next weekend?
Everybody's invited.
Everybody?
Bring a present.
Or if you don't bring a present, buy her a drink.
The present she needs is doll with teeth, right? She needs to go with the doll with teeth. That's right. I got it. We are tracking.
Greg, I already honored that. I already did
right
that.
Hold on. If I see a doll with head moving,
on my Facebook the other day,
out.
And she goes, I thought it was a
All right, guys. So we're about to call out. So We sure do appreciate Jeannie and Melissa and Crystal. Crystal, thank Victoria for the picture that she drew for us. It's absolutely awesome. And we sure appreciate you guys coming on. And
thank you all so much.
Enjoyed it. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank
Can't
you.
Wait for tonight.
Well, the Inspector's Paranormal team wants to thank you, Greg, Brandon, and Teal for having us on. This has been an honor, and thank you so much. And we and those of you that listened tonight today, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we hope that you enjoyed our stories.
Absolutely did.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely a pleasure to have you guys on. We'll have to do this again soon. Again,
yes,
thanks to Clearview Pool Service, McCoy's Magical Emporium, Hill's Laughter to Know, and Be Healthy here in Granbury.
And
thank you guys so much for everything. And remember, come check us all out. We're here.
Yep.
Y'all stay home. Thanks, Brandon.
Going after it. Thank you, guys.